शांति। गुड इवनिंग। यू आर ऑल सिटिंग इन स्टेबल एलिवेटेड स्टेज। यस, वर यू ऑल सिटिंग इन दैट स्टेज, स्टेबल एंड एलिवेटेड। Stable stage is also very much connected to our focused stage, right? Focused mind and intellect. When our mind and intellect both are in one direction, this is focused, stable. And when mind is in one and intellect in another direction, then there cannot be stability. The mind wanders, intellect stumbles. Intellect wanders, mind stumbles. Then there is no stability. So today, let us talk about this topic of stable elevated stage. You must have heard actually many Muralis and many classes on the theme. Maybe you yourself got time to contemplate upon the theme. Actually, it is very, very important. So the first thing is, what do we mean by elevated stage? When we say elevated, you know, what is elevated? What is elevated? Soul conscious stage. Soul conscious stage. Any other answer? Not ordinary. Not ordinary. Anything else? Not worldly. Not worldly. Okay. Anybody else? What is high stage? Why do we use the word elevated? Elevated even higher than that? Bodiless stage. Okay. A new vision. Pure vision. Pure vision is the elevated stage. Very good. Okay, you all know that when we use the prefix before the names of deities, Shri, Shri Lakshmi, Shri Narayan, the word Shri means elevated. And this prefix Shri is used for those who are pure. Baba is Shri, Shri, doubly elevated. And now we are talking about our own stable, elevated stage. So elevated stage, as I can now speak about it, is probably it will be right to say that it is our original stage. The stage from where we started our journey. This is the highest stage. The stage of highest purity. It's a stage of fullness. Powerful, peaceful, loveful, blissful. You know? The highest stage, that is elevated stage. Stage full of enthusiasm, courage, when we say power. So we want to attain that elevated stage. And then comes the word stable. Stable means unshakable. Baba uses the expression unshakable as Angad. Do you know who is Angad? No? No? Angad, not Hanuman. He is different from Hanuman. Angad is a mythological character from Ramayana. And it is said that nobody could shake him. Even the strongest, very powerful warrior could shake his leg. Though seemingly, this person was very little. When he put his leg, nobody could move it, even by 1 millimeter. So powerful, so strong. So Baba uses this expression, unshakable as Angad. No matter what the situation, what the circumstances we are in, I am in that elevated stage of highest purity, power, love, peace, and so on. So this is what we want to attain, right? Then the question comes, why? Why it is needed? So, I have 4 things to say about it, 4 reasons. The first is that we came to Baba with this aim. Why did we decide to come to Baba? Why do we come to Madhuban? Why did we decide to become a Brahma Kumar or a Brahma Kumari? We wanted to return to that high elevated stage from where we started. We were not satisfied with our present Kali Yugi stage. Neither we were satisfied nor others were satisfied. And we were not satisfied with others either. So we wanted to bring some transformation in us, and having listened to Baba's knowledge, we could feel that this is the way. This is the way when I can transform myself to such an extent that contentment becomes a part of my personality. The one who is content is stable. Right? Discontented person cannot be stable. Whether you are discontent with the self or with others, or others are discontent with you. So when we listen to Baba's knowledge, we felt that this is the way I can transform. And so this was our aim of coming to Baba. When we become unstable because of any reason, any situation, just for a moment, have a pause and ask yourself, do you remember why did you come to Baba? But when we don't remind ourselves our aim of coming to Baba, we allow our stage to go, not only shake, but to go down, 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 from bad to worse. And worse to worst, probably. We allow our stage to spoil. And this spoiled stage sometimes continues for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Or maybe few hours. We don't even realize how much we are losing by spoiling our stage. Baba has said that you are the creator of your destiny. We all know this. But when we allow our stage to spoil, to come down, we forget it. what destiny I am creating. The first reason why we need or why we want to reach that stable elevated stage is that this is why I came to Baba. Keep it all the time in your awareness. The second reason is that we are creating. We have become Baba's children and we took a contract, so to say. Or we have become the right hands of Baba to create the world of future, that is the world of stability. Future world is a stable world. For 2500 years, one religion, one kingdom, one clan, one language, no division, no conflicts. Question of wars do not arise. You know, stable. It continues for 2500 years. And we have to create that world during this 100 years of confluence age. Total. So can you imagine how attentive we should be? One religion. In which religion I am now? Am I stable in that religion during the whole confluence age? Whenever I came, I didn't come to Baba 80 years ago. 10, 20, 30, 40, maybe 5, maybe 2. Am I stable in this religion? I am a Brahman, Brahman religion. Religion means the way of life. Or time and again, I adopt Shudra religion. In my thoughts, in my words, in my actions, I am establishing the world of one religion. One kingdom. Who is ruling over my mind? Baba? All the time? Or sometimes somebody else also rules? One kingdom. See? We belong to one clan. Brahman clan. So, second reason is we have to create that world of stability where there is no division, where there is no danger, where there is no worry, no fear. We are creating such a world now. And the third reason is Baba has given us many titles. Many, many, many. And one of the titles which is very much connected to today's theme is, in Hindi it sounds very well, Aadhar Murt and Uddhar Murt. Aadhar Murt means the image of support. You are the support. If the support is shaking, what will happen to those who are standing on that support? Baba has given us this title that you are Aadhar Murt and you are Uddhar. You have to uplift many. That means this title reminds me of my duty, my responsibility. We will talk about all these points, how to reach that stable, elevated stage. But this is another reason that I am the image of support for the entire world. And the fourth reason, there is a definition of a yogi. We are first and foremost, brother said that I have taken direct sustenance from Brother Jagdish. Brother Jagdish very often used to say, that no matter who you are, that is, what position, what status, what titles, what designations you have as a Brahmin, in the Brahmin family, you are the in charge somewhere, you are the head of a department, or you are so and so, or whatever. But first and foremost, you are a Raj Yogi. This is the highest title which could be, he used to say. You are a Raj Yogi. And a Raj Yogi means who has the same stable stage, whether he is defamed or praised, whether there is victory or defeat, whether there is profit or loss. That is a Raj Yogi. Stable. In all different situations, extremes, somebody can praise you, somebody can blame you, insult you, defame you. There can be your victory, success, or there can be failure. There can be profit, there can be loss. So we are Raj Yogis. And we have to prove to the world that we are learning Raj Yoga, taught by God directly, by bringing our in our stage that stability. Situations come, people shake, but you do not shake. Then people will understand there is some power here. Here is some power. And if they shake, I shake. What is the difference? No difference, isn't it? You remember Baba said yesterday that the knowledge is very easy, but what is difficult? Remembrance. No, Baba said yesterday something else. What is difficult? Yes, to make your stage stable. Baba didn't use the word difficult. Baba said it requires effort. Knowledge is very easy, but it truly requires effort to make your stage stable. And Baba added to it that this is what is meant by the destination is very high. So high destination means stable stage. And to create that stable stage requires effort. It's not so easy. Our knowledge is very easy. So now, the question comes, why do we shake? Do you shake sometimes? Do you come down from your elevated stage? Do you come down? Yes or no? Yes. Very often? Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Very true. You're right. You know, if I become, for example, worried, if I have fear, if I lose my peace, if I become tense, if I become irritated, you know, if I have anger, you know, any of these things, this is all that I came down from. He's right, very right. But of course, it is all number wise. Some very often means almost every hour, or maybe every day, once only, maybe once in a week. Not possible? Well, so see. But we have to make it possible now. We have to learn that method and be determined to create that stage. It requires effort, of course. Baba himself, Almighty Father says, it requires effort. Almighty Father says. If Baba wanted to create our stable stage, he could have done it by a stick, magic stick. But no, Baba says no, it requires effort. So there can be many reasons. You know, I was once analyzing on this theme, and probably I will not go in details, otherwise the time we will not be able to finish the theme, that there could be many, many reasons for making our stage, you know, shake or bringing us down. Just a couple of them. For example, when you lose something or someone who is very dear to you. This something could be something, maybe some position, status, you know, or someone. That person was very, very dear to you, that stage was very dear to you. Apparent reason is that you lost that thing which was very dear to you. But I was analyzing, you know, that the actual reason is not that. The actual reason is attachment or dependency. So I would like you to work on this theme, to write all the reasons because of which your stage shakes. Your personal reasons, not in general. What makes you shake? What makes you unstable? What makes you lose your elevated stage? Like when your desires, for example, are not fulfilled. Desire to get something, desire to go somewhere, desire to meet someone. Desire is not fulfilled. Yeah? So write all the reasons because of which you come down from your elevated stage. So on one side, the situations, apparent reasons, and the actual reason. The actual reason. Because all of us have the knowledge. All of us. Baba says, when you lose, you know, in one sentence, when you lose the truth from your awareness, the knowledge of the truth, it is then that you shake. Therefore, you can't blame anyone or any person or any situation because of which you began to shake or you came down from your elevated stage. The reason is that you lost the truth from your vision. You are not ready to accept the truth. You are trying to hide the truth. Think about it. Maybe later on? Yes. So, there could be many, many reasons, but after finding the actual reasons, we will definitely find the cure. Definitely. So, this is your homework. Today, before you go to sleep, do this homework. But now, I want to talk about that. What are the methods which Baba has given to create our stable, elevated stage? The first method which comes to my mind is Baba's very, you know, dear motto. Baba has always been saying, as the awareness, so the stage. In Hindi, jaisi smriti, vaisi sthiti. You want your stable stage, elevated stage, keep in your awareness that what is stable and elevated. If you keep in your awareness in your intellect, in your mind, that what is unstable, what is ephemeral, what keeps on changing, your stage can't be stable. So who is stable constantly and who is elevated constantly? That is only one. Only one. And rest all are not stable. Situations are not stable. Today the weather is very good, but it is not stable. Food is very delicious, it is not stable. Even if the same food, maybe you are not well physically. Anything in this world is not stable. And second thing, if you keep in your awareness that task what is elevated, like we talked about, we are responsible for creating the world of stability. This is my duty. If I keep in my awareness this task, my stage will be elevated. And if I keep something else, I have to defeat that person, I have to teach that person a lesson, I have to conquer that person, you know, different kind, jealousy, hatred, or other kind of negative feelings, that some other kind of tasks, the stage can't remain elevated. So this is why the first thing which is very, very important is, Baba keeps on reminding us every day, remember me. Remember me. Today, Baba gave three reasons for remembering him. Number one, Baba said, I am your beloved. Of half a cycle. So be a true lover. A true lover does not look at anybody else except the beloved. And if somebody looks at anybody else, that becomes adulterated. Second reason, Baba said that all remember God at the time of sorrow. And this is a world of sorrow. This is a world of sorrow. At every step there can be sorrow. Remember me. All remember God at the time of sorrow. And third reason, this is the time of death. At the time of death, everybody remembers God. And we hear that death is very close. Any time, any moment, anything can happen. So at the time of death, you know, people remember only one. And second thing what people do at the time of death is, they ask for forgiveness from everyone. Everyone, because in the life, consciously, subconsciously, probably everyone has given pain to one or more. And you know, if this feeling of pain remains in the heart of someone, and this feeling reaches us, our stage can't become elevated. It's impossible. So therefore, whether you remember or you do not remember, whether you are close to that person or not close to that person, whether that person is alive or not alive. The soul is eternal. But at the time of death, it is said, ask for forgiveness. And whatever time is left for you, Baba said a few days ago, children, continue to give happiness through your thoughts, words and actions. Why I remember this? Because I feel that to make our state stable and elevated, we require not only our own effort, but we also require the blessings from others. Blessings play a very important role. Very important role. So to get blessings, have the aim to give happiness to others. Always. Always. Never give sorrow. Even by mistake. And this is why Baba has taught us the lesson of pause. Before you think, before you speak, before you do something, pause. Even for a fraction of a second. Ask yourself. That is your conscience. Your inner voice. To do this? To say this? Listen. Listen to the voice of your conscience. When you listen, you will feel that you are so deep within. You automatically reach a stage of elevatedness. Then you simply can't do anything which is against Srimad. So this is one thing that keep in your awareness, the one and that task who is stable and elevated, and the task which is elevated. And second part of this I said that because it is the time of death, so ask for forgiveness. And the third thing, that give happiness to everyone. Second thing which can make our life or stage stable is, all of us know very well, and that is the lesson of drama. Drama. We all know drama very well. But it is a question how much we have faith in drama. If my stage shakes, does it not mean that my stage in drama, my faith in drama shakes? Baba says drama is accurate, drama is beneficial. And drama cannot change. So the question of why, what, how, means I don't believe in Baba's words. Or I believe, I don't believe. Sometimes I believe, sometimes I don't believe. When the things are in my favor, I very much believe. When they are not in my favor, then I want to change drama. But drama can't change. That scene cannot change. Next, okay. Next scene can. So, drama means that learning the lesson of being a detached observer. Have you learned this lesson? Detached observer. Detached observer of the self and detached observer of others. No, when you spoil your stage, for example, just look at yourself as an observer. Ask yourself, do you like yourself now? Are you in a good stage? Happy with it? Become an observer of yourself and change yourself. Because my experience says no one can change you until you decide to change. Even God cannot change, though He has come to change us. But we can't change until we decide to change. Right? So if I see at myself every day, maybe at least 3-4 times a day, as a detached observer, are you satisfied with your stage? And if you find no, immediately change. Don't be obstinate. Obstinacy is the quality of whose quality is obstinacy? You know who is obstinate? Who is obstinate? Who? Donkey. Right? Donkey is obstinate. And we are not donkeys. We are the wise children of the wisest of the wise. So we cannot be obstinate. We look at ourselves, we understand, we accept ourselves, we don't scold ourselves. We accept and then we change. We all have the methods how to change. We all know. We are all experts in that. But we just need to use those methods for the self. We are such good experts to guide others about that. At that time, as a detached observer, put yourself as a sick person who is sick with some problem in the mind and the doctor. Give advice to yourself. Auto-suggestion. Self-transformation. So this is second thing. And another thing is that because one of the reasons which makes our stage unstable is our expectations, desires. But we all said to Baba, in bhakti we said to Baba, and after coming to Gyan we said to Baba, and we should feel it from inside, everything belongs to Baba. Everything. Nothing is mine. If nothing is mine, I don't lose anything. If I don't get anything, if my expectation is not fulfilled, no problem. It all belongs to Baba. All belong to Baba. Everything belong to Baba. Even I belong to Baba. This is called the true renunciation. And there is a, expression. In Hindi, it goes like this. Tyag and Bhagya. Tyag means renunciation. Bhagya means fortune. The true renunciation gives true fortune. And here the fortune is stable, elevated stage. This is the highest fortune. Stable, elevated stage. Higher than this fortune cannot be. That no matter what happens, you are happy. You are content. Isn't it? People say that the person who is content is the greatest king in the world. So this is the greatest fortune. If I can learn this lesson, truly, that everything belongs to Baba. I don't lose anything. Baba knows better what I need. Many times we run after that what is nothing as compared to that what Baba wants to give us. It is, you know, such a really, such a foolishness. So accept that what Rama is offering. In this there is benefit. That is, see benefit in every situation because Rama is beneficial. It does not mean that we become effortless. No, we make all the efforts. But don't worry. We don't worry. We don't have worry. In Sunday's Murli, Baba said, you have no worry. No worry of body. Body is sick. Okay. Well, Baba, few weeks ago, Baba gave a very good, analogy to it. So if your body is sick, you can't move, you have to be on the bed. So be on the bed like whom? Like Vishnu. Lie on the bed like Vishnu. Okay, body is sick, so I have the chance to lie like Vishnu. No worry. At the bottom of the ocean, picking up the pearls. No worry of money, no worry of people. Drama is beneficial. Then another point which comes to my mind at this moment is the stage of a bestower. To reach a stable, elevated stage, develop this quality of being a bestower. Keep on giving. I am the child of bestower, master bestower. It's not that we have to give something physical. Sometimes even a smile is enough. A word of encouragement. A word of appreciation. But very often it happens with us is that we become so engaged in our activities or in our problems or in our situations because we think too much that we do not even respond to a smile. Leave aside taking the initiative. And this is not good for us. Not good. This is not the quality of a Brahman. Brahman is going to become a deity, and deities are ever smiling, you know. Have the attitude of giving. Once Vedanti Ben, Vedanti Ben, she is from Africa. She was sharing her experience. She says that when I reach airport, and you have to reach airport quite early then before the boarding starts and all that, she says that I decided once with me that, you know, anyway I have to sit here for an hour or for two or maybe whatever the time. So, of course, I do not know people who are running here and there at the airport, but I sit at one place and, you know, with a smile on my face, who passes by, looks at me, you know, and having good wishes for everyone who is at the airport, who are at their duty and who are running, who who are trying to catch the flight, whosoever there is, I just use this time to give, to give. And once I was traveling in a plane, so I was also thinking that these air hostesses, these people, they are so tense. Artificially they are smiling, but internally they are very heavy. Because it's a huge responsibility, you see, to carry so many people from one place to another place. It's not a small thing. So let me sit and send these souls the vibrations of lightness, cheerfulness, you know. And actually the result of that was one of the air hostesses came to me and asked me, who are you? Just ordinary, nothing special. But she asked me, who are you? So they feel. So to use our time in giving. Use your time in giving. Huh? I told her that who am I, what I am practicing. She said that I whenever I pass your way, I feel so good. And so I told her a little bit. We can't talk a lot because they have their own duties. I gave a virtue card, the visiting card and so on. Giving. Always giving. Baba used to say, keep with you definitely some brochures, some pamphlets, some booklet, something with you, some virtue card. Whenever there is opportunity, give. And I can tell you that this attitude of giving gives you the feeling, not of arrogance, but it naturally takes you higher. You feel mercy, sympathy, love, attitude of care for everyone whom you are giving. But at the same time, no arrogance at all. Very elevated stage. Very pure stage. Very high stage. So this sanskar of giving, Baba teaches us every day, give. Don't be a taker, levata. Be a deity, devata. Give, give, give. Don't expect. Expectation is a quality of a beggar. We are bestowers. We are bestowers. We are the children of bestower. And another thing is, you have also heard this many times, that Baba says that you are on a world stage and billions of people are looking at you. You are a hero actor. Hero actor. Your every act is being watched. Every act. Your stage is being watched. You know? So this awareness is also very important. And the last point which I would like to say is that actually what makes us shake or unstable is some kind of void inside. Some kind of emptiness. When something is empty, it shakes. So be full. Go on becoming full. Fill your account of charity. Go on filling. Go on adding. And the more full you are, the more stable you are. But for remaining full, very important thing is, don't waste. Sometimes we fill ourselves, but at the same time we waste. For example, if I spoil my stage, it is leaking, it is leakage. Because by my spoiled stage, I am spoiling the atmosphere. And this is a negative karma. Negative karma means I am losing. So therefore, very, very important is that I don't waste, I don't lose, I don't have any leakage. And therefore, one promise which we need to give to ourselves is, no matter what, I will not allow my stage to spoil. And if at all something little happens, I instantly will stop, pause, check, correct, and change. And what I need to correct? My thinking. My thinking process creates my stage. I stop, I check, I correct, and I change. This is the process. So if I don't waste, if I do not allow any leakage, and if I keep in awareness the most stable one, remember always drama, remember that I am on the world stage, and also that I am the child of bestower, I will remain ever full and overflowing and always giving. So this is how we can reach our stable, elevated stage. Time and again, go within, become introvert, ask yourself, where do I want to go? What do I want to attain? Where do I want to reach? And everything will be wonderful. Om Shanti.